From scratch.
Hello, this is From Scratch, and my name is Nigel Payne, and I'm turning the tables on Martin Cousins today. Rather than he introduces From Scratch and then interviews me, I'm doing the introduction in order to be able to interview him. And the reason for that is very simple, that Martin is running a session at the Learning Technologies Conference in June about MOOCs. It's called Make Your Own MOOC. So my first question to him is very simple. Martin, why should I make my own MOOC when there are 10,000 out there that I can choose from if I wanted to?
Hi, Nigel. Well, great question. And firstly, I'll just say that I'm co-presenting the session with my partner in crime, Sam Burrow, on that day. So why should you make it? Well, there are two quick answers to that. Firstly, because you can create much more compelling learning experiences using the technology that MOOCs are built on. And secondly, you're probably going to find something that's a lot more effective and a lot cheaper than the way you deliver learning currently. But it's also highly likely that you've got everything you need to run your own MOOC. And that's really the message from the session, is that, you know, what it takes to run a massive open online course is probably in your toolkit currently.
So tell me, what is in your toolkit? What do you need in your toolkit then? What is the minimum amount of technology that would make a MOOC viable, do you think?
Well, I think there are three key considerations. Firstly, you need a way of capturing information about who the person is that's going to take the course. An obvious way to do that would be to have a way of collecting email addresses. Then you've got to have a way of sharing some content, and you've got to have a way of being able to have some discussion around that content. So at a very basic level, you could do a MOOC on email. It would take a little bit of doing, but you know, it's a mechanism that would enable that. And really, the big platforms do this, provide this experience in a very elegant way, but actually you could make a MOOC with those three basic elements.
Okay, so how do you create something that is a really good learner experience rather than just replying to email?
Well, you'd have to work quite hard. So I'm just making that the point about email, that you could do it, but you could provide a much better learner experience through some of the new platforms that are available, purely because they are built for interaction. They have really nice user experience, so you can access them really easily. You can consume the content really easily, and you can talk to other people around the content really easily. So the new platforms are really good. And if you go onto one of the MOOCs currently on Coursera or edX, you'll get an idea for how good that can be. So I think although email is a potential, you'd have to work quite hard at finding really good, compelling content and building the conversation around that. And I think that's what creates the really good learner experience. Because what you're doing is you have to have a provocation around the content. So you're consuming it, you're thinking about it, you're being asked to reflect about it, reflect on the content rather, and then you're being asked to discuss it with others. And I think it's that process which is a far, that's that kind of reflects far more the learning process offline as much. So it's there online now in a way that's far more user-friendly than it ever has been.
So what you're saying is that rather than getting hung up on massive open online courses and all of the razzmatazz and all of the specialist software. What you need to do is grab the essence of the program, what the essence of the idea is, and then find software, maybe software that exists in your organization or relatively cheap tools to build something where large numbers can consume information, spend time processing that, and then discuss and learn from that experience. So stick to the essence. Do it yourself. Don't be scared. Is that the message, Martin?
That's one message. There is another part to this, which I'll quickly mention. But that is exactly it. I think, especially if you're in learning and development right now, this is a great opportunity to actually start delivering great learning experiences. You can cast to one side some of the terrible e-learning that has blighted the profession, and really get into this sharing and provocation around great content. You know, if you have internal social networks, you can use that. You could, if you have Yammer or Chatter or SharePoint, you can put stuff somewhere on that. You can point people to it. You can have the discussion. Obviously, if you've got a very large organisation that's global, you probably, even within those systems, you can scale it. But the other thing I was going to quickly mention was the fact that the external MOOCs that are running anyway, that are free, they provide fantastic content, and they can be used in really interesting ways by organisations. And I think that what we'll be talking about at the Learning and Skills group summer conference is about the thinking. You're right, it's the essence. It's like, this presents us with an opportunity to do learning, like online digital learning, in a really good way.
And why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we up the game, change the parameters, and move on? Fantastic. Great to talk, Martin. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Nigel.
From scratch. From scratch.